Welcome to the Diabolical 7, it's Entertainment Talks podcast for Gen V on Amazon Prime Video. I'm your host Matthew and this is for Season 2, Episode 8. It's currently the season finale, the show's not been renewed, cancelled or whatnot as of yet. It's called Trojan, T-R-O-J-A-N, Season 2 finale. I feel a bit conflicted about this episode. Because on the one hand, and we're going to be getting into spoilers, by the way, so if you think this is a spoiler-free podcast for some reason, then now's your chance to go. You spend 7 episodes, or let's say 6 episodes, giving me this Dean Cypher storyline to make us think he's the bad guy, right? You have the big twist in episode 7 where it's actually Thomas Godolkin. And the concept and reveal of that episode is that he is this god-level soup who can control people's minds. And the thing that he needed Dean Cypher to do was trick Marie essentially into healing him instead of Dean, so that Thomas could, you know, regain his life and go about his business in terms of culling the herd and in terms of becoming, like, you know, a godlike figure that could match up to Homelander, and we'll see where that goes. You then get rid of that concept in just over half of one episode. So the story that you told me in 8 episodes is that one of the characters that we already know, Marie, is very, very special. She knows that she's already quite powerful, but she gets told she's really, really special and on the level of Homelander. She gets tricked into helping somebody. That person that she helps threatens the series in a way of, I can mind control people, therefore, like, I can do what I want, and raised a power level question in terms of, can Marie defeat him? What does that mean going up against Homelander? And then, of course, there's Billy hanging around with his powers. What does that all mean? And then for a guy who is touting about, you know, taking over the world, giving Homelander some competition, which I did quite like that idea, is going to go class by class and thin the herd. But conveniently, as soon as he comes up against our characters, you know, the ones that aren't red shirts, they are able to work together and use, you know, Chameleon and then Hair Girl, whatever she's called. And then Marie, there's then the weird back and forth with Marie being able to outmaneuver him and explode him and kill him. So you set up one of the most interesting things you've ever done in you know, the Boys Gen V. I don't know what the name for this universe is called. You set up one of the most interesting ideas, which is this guy who can control people's minds and can use that to thin the herd in a certain way. And then you get rid of that in one episode. And that is the 8 episode story that you told me. Look, I did think at points that this episode was going somewhere and it was going to be an interesting idea and that the show might take some risks. But this is a very, very risk-averse approach, because what this allows you to do for the Boys' 5th and final season is get rid of a problem character rather than write them in an interesting way. Because I found Thomas Godolkin to be very, very interesting. And then he gets outmaneuvered by students from Godolkin University. I know one of them is a very, very special person, part of the Odessa program, but still, she is helped by her friends who are just students. And apart from what's the name? Thingy's dad. I always forget his name. Where's my cast list? Polarity. There we go. Apart from Polarity and Marie, the rest of them, like Sam, like I don't think I'm supposed to buy that Chameleon, Hair Girl, Sam, Jordan. It also actually was in that group. Kate and Emma couldn't take him down. Because why, if you take Marie and Polarity out of the equation, and he obviously quite comfortably deals with the first round of students, which was just a scene to show you an example of what he's doing, even though he could already kind of guessed. It's not until those two get there later, even though he does actually take control of Marie for a bit and then gets rescued by Polarity. And that's the story that you told me in 8 episodes. Although, that's the story you told me in 3 episodes. I can't remember which episode it was, whether it was 5 or 6, and I was debating, like, okay, is this going to have a sophomore slump? This certainly isn't as good as season one, I would say, apart from this particular idea, which you've now got rid of. And so the purpose of you getting rid of this idea, and by getting rid of, I mean killing Thomas Godolkin, unless he can survive that or something, but obviously Marie's not going to heal him again, so, he's gone. You built all that up, and you built Thomas Godolkin up, and you gave us, a nifty little flashback at the start to tell us, like, oh no, he did survive that, and he took some Compound V, and that is assumedly what gave him the mind control powers, along with a massive ego. And so the purpose that, because he's dead, he can't now serve a purpose in the show. The purpose that he served is so Marie could level up one to then join the resistance group at the end, which A-Train, I think it's A-Train, and Starlight are going to join in on. I just, if that's what you set out to do, you accomplished your goal because you didn't do it incorrectly. So when I look at, like, let's say the episode itself, did I haven't even asked the question, answered the question, did I like this episode? I thought this episode was pretty great. It's just now that I can actually go, okay, we're now end of the season. You can clearly see how this feeds into season five of The Boys, the sort of resistance group. Although I thought it was going to be in a totally different way. And I would rather have had the way that it looked like they were going to do instead of the way that they are. I'm just looking, I'll be perfectly honest, I'm just looking forward to getting through these next 8 The Boys episodes and just seeing how this thing concludes. Like maybe checking out the prequel show if it's good. But I don't know, because you successfully did what you set out to do, but what you set out to do isn't very interesting because you've got rid of a really, really great character. Not even one episode, because he doesn't complete the episode. I guess if you tack on the bit of last week's episode, it kind of is one episode. But you set up such an interesting character, and then you get rid of them in one episode so that Marie can prove, it can be proved that Marie can be more powerful. That's it. I don't know. I just, yeah, like, because you end last week's episode and it's like, oh God, he's walking into the school, and he did the same thing you probably thought he was going to do, just in a different way because it was more organized into a classroom. I guess, yeah, Homelander probably could have just got... Homelander would have just got annoyed at him and blasted him. And I guess it's... Is it the idea... Because I'm trying to now see what the writers are going for here. Is it just the simple idea of... this guy was never supposed to be the big thing. It was all about Maria this whole time and her going up against Homelander. I still think Homelander could probably just go into that room that they're in and probably just kill all of them, to be honest. I mean, he might have a little bit of difficulty against Polarity. But like all of Marie's student friend characters, Homelander could easily wipe all those out. But yeah, this almost a little bit reminds me of not in a quality way, because this show was more interesting and still better written than the Book of Boba Fett, but this reminds me of like the second half of the Book of Boba Fett, where like the first half of that show you just kind of meander about and you tell this Book of Boba Fett story, which is like really really weak, which is what you do here, and then the second half is like, okay, let's bring the Mandalorian in and tell the Mandalorian season 2.5 or 3.5, was it in between seasons 2 and 3, and then like just give you the rest of that story. Because what we had to use for Book of Boba Fett, even though Boba Fett himself is a very, very interesting, cool character, and that show should have been much better, but this almost reminds me of, like, this feels like an in-between Boys Season 4, and this feels like the Boys Season 4.5 rather than Gen V Season 2, because all it really does, we've had, like, some character development, like, we had some relationship updates in this episode. But what's different, because this is what you have to do with a season of TV, really, is like, okay, how did you progress things? So if we look at where these characters were in episode 1 of this season and in episode at the end of episode 8, what has actually become different? Marie's got more powerful. She can now explode people and she's got much, much more powerful. Emma had two guys in on and off relationships. Polarity got healed. Kate went through, I guess, some journey. And don't get me wrong, there's some great moments in this episode. I'll talk about some of them when I talk about individual characters. There's some great moments in the episode, like Marie healing Kate, for example. That was pretty nice. Black Noir shows up for a minute to do some stuff. Tell you what will be interesting, this is where we did make a bit of progress, Sister Sage's whole role in this whole thing. Because some people have, I've seen a lot of, you know, commentary and comments and stuff about, okay, you know, it's been this story about, will Marie win, will Homelander win, will Billy win, will the Seven win, will the boys win. Some people are walking away from some of these episodes thinking, like, okay, Sister Sage is the one who's actually winning. Although she almost didn't, because she almost lost Thomas to some, you know, crazy idea. Yeah. But what else did we achieve in 8 episodes? We did the Marie thing. You did... Again, what you've set out to do, because I can see what the idea is, you've done that successfully, it's just not a lot, and it's not, don't say it's not interesting, because it is, there just could have been more that sort of happened. I mean, yeah, Andre died, but you chose to write him out, and that comes up as like an emotional weight to use at certain points. What else happened? Giancarlo Esposito showed up for a bit. That's never a bad thing. In fact, that's pretty much always a good thing. Bee Sting PR woman is somewhere. I guess Polaris is staying behind for a reason I genuinely didn't quite understand. like, he could have obviously joined the Resistance, but he was like, oh, this is where I feel close to Andre. Okay. I don't really get I just sometimes with these two shows, I'm like, God's sake. What was it I was actually gonna say? Like, okay, you set this up of like, okay, we're gonna make this resistance group. Why is I keep forgetting his bloody name, Polarity. Why is he not involved with that? Because he has to stay high behind for Andre, who's written out the show because the actor passed away. But what purpose does that serve? Are we going to go back to? I don't feel like we ever need to go back to Godolkin University unless we do a season three. But then, I don't know if they'll be going back there. Yeah, so there was that as well. And 8 episodes isn't tons of time, especially when some of the episodes are about 40 to 45 minutes. But you just didn't do a lot. Like, honestly, the first 3 to 5 episodes, I don't really remember a lot that happened. Apart from, like, information dumps about what was going on and build up and build up and build up. Because these last 3 episodes have been pretty good, but that's because you got into the Thomas Godolkin stuff and all that reveal, and that was just exciting and interesting. Yeah, I would just overall say you executed your idea very well, but your idea wasn't very much. But also, yeah, just feels kind of like. I don't even know if I would define this as a sophomore slump. I guess I would, because I clearly wanted more, didn't I, out of this season. And it's kind of, you know how some people moan about with Marvel films sometimes, and how like, okay, he told us a pretty good story, but it's just set up for the next film, and you didn't do which some Marvel films, and I love the MCU, so which some Marvel films are a bit guilty of kind of, oh, you kind of told us this decent story, but it's really just set up for your next film, which is what the MCU has been doing since the start anyway. This just feels like it doesn't feel like a proper season of TV. It just feels like a gap bridge between. Bridging the gap between 4 and 5 of the boys to set that up, because you didn't actually tell us that many different stories. Yeah, characters talked a lot of things happened in that, but yeah. Anyways, take a break here. We'll come back and talk about some moments I did actually appreciate in the episode. See if that in a minute. Hi there, if you're looking to get started with a website of your own and a domain name, we've got good news for you. With our affiliate link with Kualu, you can click on that link, which is in your show notes, which is for our affiliate link. You can go over to Kualu to get started with your website and domain name today. They've also got a very handy chat support system, which is usually in the bottom right hand corner, to send messages back and forth to Kualu if you'd like to ask them for help to get started with your domain name and website today. So that's Kualu, and you can use them to get started with your website and domain name today. Thank you very much to Kualu for this affiliate link. Hi there, if you'd like to get rid of the ads in Entertainment Talks podcasts and listen to the ad-free versions of our episodes, we've got good news for you there as well. You can subscribe to Entertainment Talk at either the $5 level tier or $10 level tier. The $5 level tier will get you access to all of Entertainment Talk's previous ad-free podcasts and the future ad-free podcasts that we make in the month that you're subscribed for. If you also subscribe to us at the $10 level tier, that will get you that benefit that I've just mentioned, and it'll also grant you access to request a review for 2 episodes of a TV show and a general discussion on that show, or a film review of your choice. So if there's a TV show out there or a film that we've not covered perhaps and you'd like our opinion on it, we can watch 2 episodes of that TV show or film review. So it's one of either of those per month. Of course, if you continue subscribing each month, you can pick a TV show, then a film the next month, and so on and so forth. This is a great way to support Entertainment Talk, get your ad-free podcasts, and also get some reviews of your choice. Thank you very much for supporting us, and thank you for listening. Back to the show. Alright, back with the episode. Let's kind of go... We can try going character by character. Let's just see how this goes. Kate is the first up here. You did have a nice moment with her getting healed by Marie. That did play out well in one particular scene. I think it was to get Polarity in the door. Because I said about having one of the other students into the classroom. What else did Kate do in this episode? Nothing, really. yeah, nothing really. She got healed, and then that was it, really. Anyway, Emma, I'm sure we'll bring up Kate again at some point or something. Emma had a fair bit going on, but it all kind of resolved in her being where she was at the start of the season. She had two on-off relationships with two guys. And then she just said, it's me and myself by the end. So that's interesting. I did like when she went really big and then she kicked Thomas. That was pretty good. How come you couldn't just, like, crush him against the wall? Like, just kick him against the wall and then just... Yeah, just crush him or something. So, I don't know. But yeah, that was good from Emma. Marie, of course, we had her big moment, of course, sort of... overcoming I guess she didn't really overcome Thomas, did she? It was kind of Polarity walked in and then just kind of cleared the situation, I suppose. I would have just I think I mentioned it already about like risk taking in this finale or the lack thereof. I get that you don't have that many of them, but could you have killed, like, one of Marie's friends or something? Or done something else? I didn't want any of them to die, necessarily. Maybe you could have killed off Jordan or something. I don't know. She got more powerful because... she did something to Thomas, or Thomas did something to her. Again, it's all basically comic booky power level stuff, which can be done well, but I don't think it was done amazingly well here. I'll be interested to go online and see what people make of this finale as well. Do a few Reddit searches. Not right now, I'll do it after the podcast. So that happened, and then Jordan, broke up with Marie. We'll see if that sticks, or if that means anything, or... why that moment was there. It was Marie cried about it, and it is very sad, but I don't know. We'll see if that plays out in The Boys 5 or Gen V3 or something, but that was a moment which was interesting. The male Jordan didn't have, like, did he do anything in this episode? Because it was the female Jordan throughout most of the parts. He had a little bit to do. Sam did a couple of things in the episode. Did he lay any punches on anybody or anything? No, it was honestly just like... Polarity coming in and saving the day, really, wasn't it? So, yeah. That was kind of Sam's episode. Dean Cypher. So, one of the more interesting things to talk about. So, what was his name? Was it Bobby or something in the end? He's dead now anyway, but... It's interesting the way that this franchise decides to dispose of characters. Because... and again, Black Noir is always a weird one that just kind of pops up and just does stuff and then just whatever, right? But, so he's getting, like, healed and everything, and he needs to, apparently his injuries are too bad that Marie can't fix them, even though, was that just felt a little bit plot convenience that a Black Noir could show up and they could just ditch Bobby because... really, you've got nothing else to use him for. But you could have just had him... could you have just had, like, Marie heal him? And then he just, okay, even if he doesn't serve a purpose, you don't have to kill him off. But then I guess you get a semi-cool black noir scene where he stabs him through the heart, and then Sage is able to talk to Polarity, basically. Yeah, so, but it was like, okay, he was the sort of fake villain for most of the season, then Thomas came in, then you got rid of Thomas anyway to level up Marie, and then you just fancied having a fancy scene where Dean just gets killed, Bobby gets killed. It almost felt to me like Dean was more powerful than Thomas, like a certain way. Like they're both like performed really, really well, and they did both have very intimidating like presences and stuff like that. But I don't know, like, and maybe it was because Thomas had, and I don't know what they were trying to do with, and I guess we'll never really know now. When Thomas was walking through and he was like, oh, I'm gonna, you know, your objective is to stop me pressing the button, the classic thing from what Dean did in the previous episode. And then the bubbles started coming up on him, and I was like, oh, he's gonna become ill again, which Dean didn't have that problem. Forgive me for sounding stupid if I do, because I'm just trying to figure out like the mechanics of this a little bit. So you had Thomas controlling Dean Cypher, whatever, for the 6 and a bit episodes, and Dean was able to do quite a lot of stuff, right? He was pretty powerful. And then the switch, let's just call it the switch over, whatever, the healing happens, Bobby turns into Bobby, and while Thomas was able to do a lot of stuff, he didn't come across as that powerful in that room, did he? So you almost would have been better off doing the culling the herd thing if you'd stayed as Dean? Because clearly the full-bodied injury thing wasn't exactly holding him back, was it? So, yeah. There you go. Anyway, that was Dean, or Bobby, he's gone now. And so is Thomas. And all of it leads up to Marie being more powerful, which I really hope plays out in The Boys Season 5. So, who knows? Maybe she's able to do something crazy and explode Homelander's head. And then we end things there, or something. I don't know. What else do we have here? We have Thomas himself. I've already talked about a bunch of stuff that he did, but he's also gone now as well. So you're really just left with Homelander to deal with, and then whatever Sage has got up her sleeve, because it clearly seems like she's got something up her sleeve. Yeah, clearly seems like she's got like some sort of plans. What those are, I don't really know. Obviously, whatever she was going to be doing with Thomas is gone. But it's really just sort of Homelander in the way, isn't it? So, yeah. Who else is in here? It's pretty much most of the characters. Talked about Polarity's actions already. And then, yeah, A-Train and Starlight show up at the end. So what team do we have? Because we've got the other boys characters like Frenchie, MM, Huey, Starlight. Not sure what team Billy's on specifically, but it wasn't the good team necessarily. He's gone off. Victoria's gone. You've now got all the Godolkin characters. Depends what the other 7 members do, because you've still got the Deep hanging around doing something. You've still got Black Noir doing something. You've still got, no, A-Train's on the good side now, isn't he? And Starlight obviously was anyway. Sister Sage, not really sure what side she's on necessarily. She's on kind of her own team, really, isn't she? But I don't think she'll go against the Resistance. But yeah, all of this just feeds into taking Homelander down. And then you've got Billy, who's kind of a bit of a loose cannon right now as well. So, yeah, all of it just feeds back into taking Homelander down, probably in the series finale next season of the Boys. And, yeah, I guess seeing where all of that goes, I suppose. But that's it for Gen V Season 2. We don't know if we're getting a third one yet. I did see like a quote or something from Eric Kripke, who of course runs all this stuff, and said it's more about the numbers right now, and they do have a plan for Season 3, which I don't know if they should have said that, because I think you want to have some set of stakes for the Boys' final season in regards to those characters. But then, like, past killing Homelander and ending that series, I don't really know what you do with a Gen V Season 3. Because then there's no looming Homelander threat, unless something else happens, or I don't really know. I really don't particularly know. So, have to wait and see. But yeah, anyway, that's my thoughts on Gen V Season 2. That is the season covered. I am... How am I feeling? Just a bit underwhelmed. A little bit disappointed, a bit underwhelmed. You showed me some great stuff. It took far too long for you to get to where you were going to. And it took too long for you to tell me the story that you were telling. The story that you were telling me I thought was going in a different direction. And I think the idea of keeping Thomas around could have been more interesting. But I see why you did it, but I don't really agree with why you did it. But there we go. Anyway, give me your thoughts, feelings, questions, comments on, excuse me, Gen V Season 2 as well. Hopefully you enjoyed it more than me. Maybe you thought it was awful or something. Maybe you thought it was awful, maybe you thought it was brilliant, or maybe you're on the same sort of page as me. Or anywhere in between. What are you thinking now for the Boys' fifth season? What are you thinking for a potential Gen V Season 3? And everything else surrounding all those things. Method Entertainment Talk.org, social media is eTalkUK and Entertainment Talk, and there's information in your show notes. In the meantime, you can find everything else that we do on EntertainmentTalk.org, TV, games, films, Monday Night Podcasts. We just did a Breaking Bad episode, Season 4, Episode 7. We did Gaming Talk yesterday, some stuff to talk about over there. I might be doing Invasion Season 3 tomorrow. Of course, we get the episode delivered a bit late, but see if I can do something with that tomorrow. The United cast is back. We've just beaten Liverpool away from home, which is incredibly rare. We haven't done that since 2016. Of course, got Brighton at home on Saturday. And then, yeah, next week will be, I guess, slightly lighter, because it will be, Breaking Bad, Gaming Talk, and then whatever else, happens in the meantime. But anyway, you can go to entertainmenttalk.org and podcast platforms, Entertainment Talk for TV, games, films, Man United podcasts. So check out what we do over there. Outside of the series I mentioned, we also do have other stuff, so you can check those out. But you can check out our podcast for free, either on the site or the podcast platforms, and get involved with those. Word of mouth, social media. And if someone mentions something we podcasted on, please tell them about said podcast. Patreon, $5, $10 level tiers. Ad-free podcast review options for those as well. If you'd like to, TV and film news, Geek Town Radio Tuesdays in geektown.co.uk. There is no Geek Town Radio this week. There is one next week, which will be an MCM special, and then the show will be back to normal the week after. But you can also catch last week's episode as well, which is still kind of fresh. So check out geektown.co.uk and Geek Town Radio for all that. And then YouTube for us is Entertainment Talk Plays. That's it for the season. Thank you very much for listening, and I'll catch you next time. Goodbye.